There is an old adage about the famous musical venue, Carnegie Hall. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, my dear, practice. We say medical doctors practice. Why do they practice? Because you have to always be a learner. You always have to develop your talents. If you don't use it, you lose it. You have to be a Christian who practices Christianity, because it's not a job and it's not something you do. It's my vocation. It's what I was called to be. It's who I was created to be. And so we say, just like the old adage, every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. One of the greatest temptations is to give up. I remember in the 70s when jogging, running was a fad, and everyone ran and everyone jogged. And there was a saying that went around, to run is to live. Everything else is just standing still. And the only way you could fail is to stop. And in the Christian life, the only way you can fail is to stop, to say, I give up. Peter, Paul, Judas, all three of them betrayed Jesus. All three of them said, I don't want to follow this guy. Judas hung himself. Peter and Paul cried. They were sorry. They knew this was not the way to salvation. They changed their life and their choice and gave us such greatness. Peter is responsible for being the rock on which Christ built his church, one of the first to betray Jesus. And Paul persecuted the church. And if he would have given up, we would have never have seen 14 epistles in the Christian New Testament. That's an example for us. When you feel defeated, when you feel run down, when you want to stop and give up, say to yourself, what if all the great people in the world would have given up? We maybe never would have had penicillin. We never would have cured for many diseases. We would never have had the Hubble or Webb telescopes. But because people don't give up, they understand the beautiful future that they have. And you also, you will do great things if you don't stop. Have hope in Christ and in his power and in his amazing grace, that you will do great things for your family, for your friends, and for your country. Every person contributes so much to this world, and we are poorer every time we lose one soul. So to run is to live. Everything else is standing still. To be repentant, to give yourself another chance, is to live again and to rise from the dead deeds and rise to a life in Christ. We look forward to the future, even if we're on the cross. Slava Isusu Hristu! Amen.